Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Welcome to the Ryback Show. I am your host, the big guy Ryback. Happy Sunday, happy Easter, everyone all around the world joining in. Hope everyone is doing well and that the Easter Bunny left you some good colored eggs all around the house. Little young little guy Ryback used to always go Easter egg hunting. Parents used to take us to contests all around the local parks, the neighborhood parks, and we'd go collect eggs. I'd won quite a few contests. They'd have money in some of the eggs, bribing us young kids to continue searching for our hopes and dreams. So happy Easter. With that, welcome. We're streaming live on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy Ryback22. And we're here live on YouTube, where you guys are the host or the co-host, not the host of this show. Some people may think so. The co-host of this show, where the ebb and flow goes, where your questions goes. Ladies and gentlemen, super chats are always greatly appreciated. The big guy Starbucks and Shoulder Relief Fund on there, and guarantees to get you put up on the screen. If I do forget a super chat, sometimes I don't get the notifications. Always remind me, and we'll scroll up, and we will find them, and we will get your question answered. We are streaming also on Facebook at Ryback Reeves and Twitter at Ryback, trademarked on that. This show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated and greatly help the cause. So thank you guys for all our audio listeners out there. Always, always much appreciated. This show is brought to you by my Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. For all people, men and women, he, she, and thee, feedmemore.com. New customers can save 30%. Discount code Ryback30. Returning customers can save 20%. Discount code FeedMe20. You get a free bottle, a free gift with every order. Just select it when it pops up on the screen. Click yes that you want the free gift. of my two sweet blood sugar support formula. Great for people for having cheat meals when you're having high carbohydrates or high fat. It helps assimilate those carbohydrates and fat and process them within our body better. And it makes more efficiently and allows us, not something you can do all the time, but when you have a high carb meal, it does help you use those carbohydrates better. It stacks very well with our Shell Shock weight management formula, and it's yours absolutely free, guys. My gift to you to try the best supplements on the planet. We've got all the Ryback merch. If you're not into the supplements, we've got something for everyone on there, guys. Check it out. Feedmemore.com. All right, kicking the show off. I've got Easter lunch coming up in a little bit later on today, around 2 p.m. And I've got to go right from the show. I've got to do my cardio, really hard conditioning. I'm going to do it at home today, the assault bike and the elliptical for a good amount of time. But I got probably 5 rounds on the assault bike of the Tabata, 20 on, 10 off for eight sets, 8 rounds for each set, 5 sets total with a minute break in between. Then I'll probably hop on and do at least 45 on the elliptical. And since my other recovery day, no weights today. Yesterday was a 24-hour fast and nothing. Today is cardio. Sunday's usually sauna too, but I'm not going into the gym today. I'm going to be training at my gym, Feed Me More Fitness. All right, here we go. Yeah, EA Sports is in the game. I get a lot of people that always, I've made like TikToks on that. A lot of people like me saying that. EA Sports, it's in the game. Be the new voice actor for EA Sports. Happy Easter to each and every one of you. I did watch UFC 287. We are going to talk a bit about that. Somebody's saying they didn't know there was a YouTube channel. Yeah, I'm one of the most followed pro wrestlers in the world. Go figure. But I get the impressions of somebody that as if they never even had a YouTube channel. So make it make sense. Make it make sense. WWE is illegally connected to all my social media channels with all these companies. And it is, it's very personal. It's very personal. I'm going to beat them. I swear to God on my life, I am going to beat them. And it is going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. I've already beaten them at literally everything. I've clean sweeped a multi-billion dollar company, big, dumb as fuck Ryback. Just figure this out. Dumb as fuck Ryback, according to Phil, which never happened, by the way, but his little sociopath cult following want to believe that the guy that never would have confrontation in a physical way with me somehow was capable of that, okay, with that. And that never came out while he was there, but years later, or 2 years later, whenever he, me, with that. But I have somehow managed to beat this genius in every facet outside of the social media, which it's going to come back and bite them in the ass because this stuff all can be traced and it's going to come back and it's way too noticeable. And I've got my health back. I don't think they thought I was ever going to get my health back and they thought I was just going to ruin my life or go off myself or something silly like that. Big guy's back, bitch. And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. And there are multiple paths back to the top and I will figure it out. I figure it out each and every single day. So, woo! Feeling good today. Elon, I need you to fix my Twitter, though. It is beyond obvious. My real Ryback account with 650 followers on Twitter gets far better impressions than my nearly 1.4 million followers. Make it make sense. Which, by the way, for the people, they've already admitted I'm shadow banned. But what do I know? Yeah, UFC, man. I'll tell you, that main event last night with Israel and Pereira, am I pronouncing that right, Alex? AP. Man, I love stuff like that. And I love that for him, he was able to get that victory because I tell you, that is a big, big thing to mentally overcome. And he never hesitated. And he got right back on the horse and went right back at him. And, because these people, I talk about this, it's like with wrestling and the fans, the fighters, the best thing a fighter could do is not be on social media that much because you have all these people that with the low mindsets trying to push their opinions. And it's like, they're more than entitled to live their life however they want. Right. But even though it's a loser mindset and it's a loser lifestyle that they live, which is why they struggle the majority of the time, fighters and people of that do it are successful need to be very careful with how much interaction you have with very low tier mindsets in life in general. Social media is great to engage with some good people, but you got to get away from it. Live in the real world. Keep doing the work. Don't get caught up, because these people, they could drag you down to where into the depths of their hell very quickly. And you don't want to see, you don't want to think like they're thinking. You've got your success not thinking like that. And yet you're going to have all these people chiming in. Even, you know, I've seen that they'll always change their argument. The people with Israel won, and then people, then you got people that are happy for him, and right, and then you've got the people that switch. Oh, he's just won one. He's lost three others. It will always be something. Always. So you just got to brush that aside, not pay attention to it, and keep on doing the work to be successful. And, you know, it's like guys too, and I've seen Kevin Durant, players talking trash that he's won two championships, that oh, it wasn't him, it was the team. And this, I'm like, it is wild. It's a team game to begin with, but it's wild what low tier mindsets will do to try to drag successful people down. You've got to block, smash, stay hungry, shut that shit out all day long. And that's what I've done with everything. Like the low tier mindsets, believe what you want to believe. I'm going to work you guys so goddamn fucking hard. I'm telling you in advance, I'm going to work you so fucking hard. Make your fucking mind spin. And just wait. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing, because the big guy's a winner. The big guy always finds a way to win. And winners don't listen to low tier mindsets ever. But it was exactly all I would have could have wanted from watching those fights last night. Outside of Jorge, I knew Masvidal was in for a tough night with Gilbert Burns, but he hung in there, made it all the way through the three rounds. And Gilbert Burns is a tough elite fighter. And Jorge retiring afterwards, and he's made some money, and once you get to that point, and I've talked about this, this is just regular basic psychology and having common sense, that once people too, they start having money, and very few people are able to stay hungry. And this is why I preach this, because I really just embrace this mindset. And like, they had, once you have a family and start having kids, and then you start getting destroyed, you get distracted. You can no longer perform at the level that you used to. So that's where now natural talent, natural abilities, genetics, some people are just superior. And then whatever level they were at, they may not have stayed at that, but they come down a bit because of the distractions, but they're still far above everybody else. And it's very rare, but it happens with it. But even then, and then time kicks in and different things and other things, and you can become more, your levels just go down with that. And the fighting, it is such a short shelf life on top anyways for the majority of people. With that, very rarely do people stay on top for a long time in that. And he got famous at the end of his career with it, which is just a testament to him, and just keeps going. And it's a big thing too, is it's knowing when to say okay, enough is enough. Because in that, that's entirely different than like even something like wrestling. And like, wrestling is very different from all those. Wrestlers thrive as the years go on, as long as they could continue to perform, because it's physical acting, and you can control what you do and don't do a lot more in that. Whereas in something like fighting, you can't. People are constantly, the game is evolving and changing, and injuries can slow you down in that, where you can't work around your injuries. You got to go fight, right? So, man, always very entertaining, and I was a fan of watching him, and wish him all the best for everything he does moving forward. And it's I'm sure he's very, very bright. I always love listening to his interviews. He's a student of the game with fighting, and enjoys talking about it. So I see him having I see a guy like that thriving on commentary or some sort of analyst on ESPN or one of the networks, and see him doing well at that. Happy Easter to all of you as well. You're going to have to go ask John Cena and Alex Riley about Alex Riley's career. I'm done. I've said anything I've needed to say in the past about all that. And those are the two you guys should pressure to talk about that if they want to talk about it. I can give two shits at this point. Sweet Sugar Sugaru in the house, Ryback Show regular. If you and your pups were on Happy Days, you would be Fonzie. Little guy would be Richie and Sophie would be Joni, LOL. Also, Ryback versus Batista versus RVD, question mark. You got to get one of those. Man, I like both Batista and RVD. I've got to wrestle RVD in matches, and I worked with Batista briefly in the 2014 Royal Rumble? 2014 Royal Rumble, where he won it. So he eliminated me with that. And it was nice to have a little something in that. Anyways, even though I would have loved to have, I always wanted to stay in a Rumble from beginning to end, just to blow everybody's mind. Like, how, because wrestling long matches is really easy to me with it. And I've done it many times, but there's still sometimes people just like, oh, you can't wrestle past 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, whatever. Hal is right back in there 60 minutes, just hanging off the ropes, skinning the cat. People be like, blow your minds. Happy Easter, Tyler. Always greatly appreciated. I watched a little Happy Days when I was younger. I don't remember a lot about it, though. I do know who Fonzie is. I do know who Fonzie is. Has UFC always sold pieces of the canvas, or did they start that after the merger with WWE? I'll tell you what, I've never seen if they did it before, but that is a WWE thing. I'm going to tell you something right now, why in this deal with the UFC, with Endeavor buying UFC WWE. So Endeavor's the owner. UFC's not the owner. WWE's not the owner. Endeavor, this huge, huge company, bought UFC out. They bought WWE. So that those two brands are just under the Endeavor umbrella. Now, what they're going to do is take things that they're doing in UFC really well, and they're probably going to apply it to WWE at some point in time. And with Vince, and this is why they wanted this, and why they paid over the $6 billion to $9 point whatever they paid, is because they see the value of getting Vince's brain of the things that, and what Vince is over everybody is production. He understands how to capture the faces. So I see UFC. I see them improving on the production value. I think they're going to get even better. Vince is going to, I believe, educate them because Vince, the face is the money. This is the money shot. This is where, and like, have you ever noticed, like on my entrance to WWE, up close in the face, right? See the intensity and the passion and the fire in the eyes, right? You see that. You feel that on the television screen. You know that when I look up and you see my eyes and I say, wake up, it's feeding time. You know shit is on. But Vince, they know how to capture this at the right times and the different things. And Vince and them, I just did my entrance as normal. They're the ones that capitalize. They see, okay, he does this. We need to be in on this. So this is the kind of stuff Vince is going to help so that they can maximize the profits of their fighters. I see them UFC with their music. I think they're going to get the music even better. I could see UFC start having custom theme music, which they then sell on iTunes like WWE. Why wouldn't you get individual theme music for the fighters? This is something that has been proven to work. You are going to make revenue on iTunes. The fighters get a portion of it, have all that, right? That's going on. They're now doing things like the canvas. They're going to get things. They're probably going to tell about fighters, like if they can get a shirt from a fighter and get a piece of a shirt. WWE did this all the time. They once a week or once a month or once Ryback, when you don't throw your shirt into the crowd, throw it onto the ground. We're going to use it for cards and authentic pieces, right? So that's something that UFC very well could already have started incorporating, instantly start making more money on the merch end of things with that, right? And that is what Vince is really going to help bring to them. You got to look at like merchandising, action figures and things on and different UFC memorabilia that Vince and the WWE are genius at doing, right? This is all stuff. UFC could be so much bigger. And that's one of the things I don't see like a ton. I'm sure they have like some of the UFC action figures and stuff. That's not like, I don't, think it's anywhere near like what WWE is doing. And WWE has these connections already, so they can instantly incorporate it with what they're doing and vice versa. The things that UFC are doing well and making money that maybe WWE haven't yet incorporated, they're going to be able to do. And now that they own both of it, that's why they're looking at this. This thing is just going to keep growing and growing and growing and growing. And on that end of things, that's why this deal is so good for both companies with it. But that's why UFC, the Endeavor was so interested in getting Vince. Knows no wrestling promoter has been as successful as Vince at making money. It is one of the most difficult things to do in business alone, making money. But with pro wrestling, has proven to be very hard. And Vince has proven to consistently have gotten better with it, right? And you always give credit where credit is due. And none of my issues have anything to do with that. My issues are with the pay on different things at different times, and also my personal situation and lies, and also the control factor of the social media, the most evil thing that you could do. And so there's really huge, major personal flaws in that man with it. But from a business standpoint, of the structure of the things has provided a lot of value. And I could see that's where UFC, I think we're going to see improvements on that end. And they're going to start incorporating. They're going to get better. I think they're going to get better at their backstage interviews. Vince is really good at setting those up and getting to where the fighters they essentially could do what WWE does, but just it's not physical acting. It's physical fighting, but it's the same formula with it. So. Welcome everybody to the Ryback Show. I'm looking at your questions here. In your opinion, you say it's kind of an LWWE being sold. It might change the company for the worse. Well, that's exactly what a pessimistic, negative attitude would say, mindset would say, brother. I don't know how involved you are in the business to think that could be an L with it, but you're more than welcome to your opinion. I don't know how you're coming about. I'm telling you right now, they're gonna raise the value of both companies. You're dealing with people, and they would not have done that deal if they didn't know some of the ways that they were going to do that prior, which some of them I just talked to you about. Okay, so you can internally not maybe like some of the decisions they make though, but and in my hopes, I definitely hope wrestlers and fighters. I do believe that the contract stuff is something. All I know is I've learned what I learned. I own my brand. I don't have to worry about shit anymore with any of this. Everyone else is on their own. I spoke up. I tried to help. Hey, you're on. It's your time on you now. I've got my stuff now. I'm fine. And I think people are going to see, oh, damn, I wish I owned my stuff with it. So, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Welcome everybody on TikTok. We are not being distributed. I haven't had any community guideline violations either in quite a while. I've really toned down the different content to test my TikTok, and it has not made a difference. They have kept me shadow banned. We're posting in like my lives. I've not done anything. And where I said, I know when it's not being shadow banned because I'll get 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,000, 100,000 views. And when it is, I'll get 2,000 or 3,000 on TikTok. And rather than having thousands of people in here, there'll be like 80 or 90 or 40 where it's beyond obvious. So I don't understand. I don't understand. I mean, I know what's going on, but I'll never understand why these companies can do this to people and feel all right about it. Hurting hardworking people, man, good people trying to just motivate people. And you're going to literally, if I couldn't get my health back, these people were trying to destroy me to where I couldn't take care of myself or my family. Because if this kept up and if I don't get this fixed, the longer this goes on, they keep cutting me off everywhere. But hey, we're going to get this right and we're going to speak up on this. Sometimes you have to go through and live this stuff to be able to speak up and fight the good fight to help even more people. And that is going to be the goal and what we're going to do. Absolutely horrible, corrupt social media companies. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. Sweet Sugar Sugaru, another super chat. Thank you, buddy. Hope you have a great Easter as well. I'm a little on the I'm a little late on this, but man, I love seeing Ray come out to Eddie's theme, hearing it play again. Yeah, man. I really enjoyed that as well. And I thought both Ray and Dominic, I enjoyed that entire match from beginning to end, from the entrances all the way to the finish. And Dominic, if you saw on was it SmackDown, where he was with the Judgment Day and trying to speak, I think it was SmackDown, or was it Raw? I think it was SmackDown, but in the crowd, just absolutely, he is. And I noticed that quite a while ago, as I'm sure many did, with how loud he's getting booed. This is in his performance in this angle with his father has been so good for him. And even in losing, he is more over as a heel. This is why, too, and when you look at, like, he has a certain look where I talk about this, certain talents can look a certain way and actually get more over by losing when their characters aligned with their character and whatnot. But they still need to win at the right times, but they can get away with a few more losses than somebody that you know, that looks like Big Show. You know what I mean? There's just a difference. You got to be very careful on that. But he's doing a fantastic job. Always been a fan of Cain Velasquez, absolute warrior, man, and support him with everything. You know, I understand everything that happened with him and the recent and getting arrested, right? And hopefully everything works out in his favor. And I think every human being understands what was going through his head and how screwed up our whole system is in many different ways. You know, granted, is that necessarily the route you want to take? You know, maybe not the best, or maybe attempting to do it in a more private way where if you are going to do it, it can't be traced back to you. But it's, I wish him all the best. I always loved watching him fight, and it's a horrible situation. And it just doesn't really make sense with how our Grim Reaper says, I can't wait for UFC fighters and WWE superstars to mix it up. John Jones versus Roman Reigns. So I don't think, you know, I'm not saying that this won't happen. And I know UFC Dana's even come out and said they're going to be separate. They're separate businesses. Now the what can happen is the odds have increased to negotiate deals with the crossover promotions because it's owned by the same company. But I mean, Dana and Vince had contact already prior on things. But I think it makes it a little bit easier to possibly have interactions, but I don't see it being something that's like all the time. I don't think you're not going to get like UFC versus WWE, at least I don't think right away with something like this. I think that they're keeping them separate. Now, I think a talent that's done fighting, I think that then that can increase the odds of negotiating a deal in different things, possibly, or it might just make it a little easier, maybe a little more leeway on that. There's still so much, guys, and vice versa, whereas like with wrestlers going into fighting, you got to devote your time and energy and everything into that. And you're, again, even that is, it's you're dealing with an entirely different thing, even though there are similarities in aspects of it. But like it's like with the fighters, they got to learn how to wrestle. A lot of them can't. Some of them are able to pick it up. It's not something, but if they use them in a very select role, but it's not something you're just going to see, like, oh, I'm just going to go be a pro wrestler, like, or I'm just going to go be a fighter. Like, this stuff, one, it's a whole other, takes time and a mindset, and it's not possible all the time. So it's just the same company owns them. And I think that, again, you got to have some common sense of all of this and logic, and just, oh, it's just a big company that owns two smaller companies, and they're two, even though they're similar in ways, but they're a lot different in different ways, and they are their own separate entities. Let's see here. What do we got going on today? I appreciate all the support. But yeah, the Dominic Mysterio, what will be interesting is to see how the heel run continues post Rey Mysterio and how they continue to get him heat. And because this angle resonates so well with the crowd and Rey is so loved, And Dominic has played his part to a T. So it's just going to be, we're going to have to see what route it goes after, you know. But if he can get, if eventually this leads to a retirement match and he retires his father, that is, that's huge. And he will be hated on a whole other level in a very, very good way. Good to see all of you. Welcome to the Ryback Show. We're going to go knock, 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 a little shell shock. We've got another. We're going to knock, 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 shell shock number two. Thank you very much for coming into Rybackville. I hope you have a happy Easter not in Rybackville. Yeah, Masvidal could possibly do something with wrestling. That could definitely, and he's already been on AEW television, right? That's, you know, not something that's out of the, that's not impossible to happen. I could see that. And we'll see if maybe, you know, WWE negotiates something. You know, I think too, it would be, you know what would be a really cool thing I would like to see with two guys maybe that are still fighting. Or so I would like to see something, even if you do a UFC, it's tough when you have a rivalry with somebody that real people really hate each other. But like for a WrestleMania match or whatever it is, one guy has Conor McGregor, Sheamus with Conor McGregor, and somebody else with, you know, and somebody with Colby Covington. I don't know, but somebody that with guys though that are really good speaking, trash talking, and where they can get incorporated into the match, but they're not actually having to be in the part of the wrestling match. You know what I mean? I could really, they could, stuff like that is more possible at some point in time, possibly. But at the same time, too, with UFC, and I could just see it being a very selective thing. And two, you're dealing with contract amounts and getting that worked out. And it's a lot more difficult than it seems. But I do think it is slightly increased the odds from what it was, like I said. Somebody saying WWE does not care about its fans. You know, I think it's a very money-oriented driven business. Now, WWE, a lot of great people work for with that. Now, when you say WWE doesn't care about its fans, I think you could say Vince doesn't care about his fans and different things. But I would say he's still within the evil. They do good things at different times, and they have really great people that work there that have done a lot of great things for fans. I've done a lot of great things for fans while I was with that company, which would have qualified people thinking, not just me, but the WWE. And there's a lot of really good positive interactions all the time. Now, it's still, when I say that, it's a very money-driven business with Vince as far as that and maximizing his profits. And that has always been his number one thing. And in that, I think there's a responsibility when you're dealing with human lives is to treat them as well as possible. And that's my big issue with how he runs his 48 laws of power into that. And it's his decision to do what he wants. I've tried to get away from it. Unfortunately, with his demonic claws, he's been able to latch on a bit, but we are going to slash those things off in very, very, very near time with all of that. But, you know, there's always going to be good and bad interactions from different people at events and different things. So, and that's with all promotions. Again, I don't know. Yeah, Evan, we'll have to wait and see what happens with the Cody Rhodes situation. My merchandise was number one. Also, buddy, they stopped it instantly. So, or it was right there, and it was with very nowhere near the amount of Cena, and we were killing it, and that goal got thrown away. I am telling you, I've lived it. I lived it at a very high level. They will not hesitate to not let him win a title. I promise you. If you think that I don't care how well whatever's coming out, they will shut that shit down in a heartbeat to do what they want to do. I can't make it. I'm the number one guy speaking about this that it happened to. So I don't care what you think. Like, I know that they're not afraid to do that, and they will. I put it out there. And do I want to see that happen? No, I hope he actually fulfills it at some point in time. But this Brock Lesnar feud is going to be very telling. What are you guys going to do if he gets squashed by Brock Lesnar? Where does Cody Rhodes go from there? maybe it's a competitive match, but what if he loses a competitive match? Where does he go? I'm just telling we will see. A lot of people thought that the losses, they're going to make it right and it's going to mean something when nope. You saw it play out at a very high level already. So what's to make you think, how's it any different? It's not. They just let him get one step closer on a bigger scale, on a bigger stage, which is actually more mentally defeating if it never pays off. And this is where I say it's physical acting and role playing. That does not make him a winner or a loser. Never did either way. It's physical acting. Great moment. He still had a great moment, but with how people perceive this and how, you want to have those quote unquote big wins at the right time. But there would have been no bigger stage for him to win than at WrestleMania. So you guys got to be careful. People leak stuff out. WWE will actually put this stuff out because they know the talents are going to hear about it. So they think everything's going to be okay. Like they'll put out Brock Angle's been in the works for the last month, and to make it seem like and you read it, everything's going to go on and they're going to really be playing the underdog story. And then all of a sudden 4 months ago, yeah, plans changed. They put it out. Plans changed. With it happens all the time. So, but we're going to have to wait and see how it plays out with him. Yep. We'll have to wait and see if he loses and how the backstage politics and everything. That's how the business works. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but this is where I get mad and I try to explain to you guys, because I receive hate and criticism because people then think and they believe the lies that, Ryback didn't win because he was injuring and hurting people and he was dangerous and he had a bad attitude. All the complete opposite of everything that was going on. Had a great attitude, always did great business and didn't mess up. Didn't mess up. That was not a thing. Never an issue. Never once in my life have I ever been talked to about being dangerous. You would think that I would have been talked to a lot based off what some people think. Not once. Okay. With it. But then people think, well, you had to have done something wrong. They don't. And I told you the legal stuff going. I told you why this stuff happened. And there's still people. No, you just suck. You couldn't cut it. Blah, blah. We'll see. You've seen it play out now with other people. You might see it play out at a whole other level right here with Cody. Hopefully not the case. But this is how things work. And it doesn't make you a success or failure in other things. It just is the role you end up playing. Thank you very much for the kind words about the streams. I really appreciate it for you guys. Thank you very much. Joseph, you take the too sweet. I take it about 15 minutes before a high carbohydrate, high fat meal, or at least a high carb meal. You can take it. I could take it once a day. I take it first thing in the morning most of the time, but I'll take an extra serving when I do my high carb day. But yeah, we do have the WWE draft coming up as well. It'll be interesting to see what route they go. I do think there's a huge storyline for them to do something with. This is where I say WWE will leak things out to set up their own storylines. Like, they're brilliant with it when they do it the right way. Where they leaked the SummerSlam or something was like Team WWE versus Team WWE. Which could allude to something with Vince, because they're already putting it out there. And it's silly with everything that Vince is possibly now running Raw and Hunter's running SmackDown with it. Vince owns all of it. So if they're doing that, it would be to setting up an angle that they're already possibly alluding to with Team Vince versus Team Hunter, WWE versus WWE. They've done this how many times for control, different things, because it's a real life storyline of what they have put out there or people are covering that they are going to be able to make money off of at the biggest pay-per-view, the second biggest pay-per-view of the year at SummerSlam, if they go that route. What's going to happen then? Ryback makes his return. What team am I going to be on? Team Vince or Team Hunter? Me and Vince bury the hatchet. F you, Hunter. We're going to get you back. Or me and Paul have a good conversation. It's F you, Vince. We're going to get you back. But, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what they do with all that. But that's kind of where that's all kind of going. which brings me up to, I know there was I saw a thing on Drew McIntyre. Is, I believe they're saying his contract is coming up at some point this year, and the two sides are away or far away, if you're listening to the thing, on the financial side of things. But so let me explain. So like the people that put this stuff out, and then they say, they'll go like, you know, he could possibly go to join AEW. They just make up their own stuff to create drama and talk. So everybody else starts talking about it, and then they could talk about it some more. And they start the rumors, and then they keep talking about the rumors, and they keep getting the views and the advertisements and the clicks, and they make the money off of it. So this is what they do, it at the expense of people by putting out lies or creating drama for them, where then like people, like some of you people, and hopefully not many of the listeners here, but people then go like and read that WWE and Drew are far off on money. And then some of you are like, oh, Drew's so selfish or this, and you'll go attack him. I see this happen all the time with things. And then you guys start and you go and you don't understand that how you get blocked by people or why nobody wants to hang around you or talk to you is because one, you're listening to goofs make up lies and drama, and then you're getting worked on it. And then going to the people who are just working hard, living their lives, minding their own business, and then insulting them or criticizing them or judging them or trying to talk down to them when you're at the lowest level. And then you wonder, and this is where I'm trying to educate some of you to like, wake up, man, wake up with it. But this is very normal when your contracts are up for the comp. They'll give you a contract, you talk back and forth about different things, and you might want some slight adjustments here or there, and they may go, we're not budging on this. And it takes time. It's going from attorney to attorney back and forth. And like, and you could be like, oh, I want, you know, 1.5 million. And they're like, no, we're not going over 750,000. And then you're coming in where you might stay firm on that, or you might come down a little bit, and then they may stay firm on that, or they may came up a little bit. It's like, but you start working on this out, and it's going back and forth, and you hopefully communicate pretty well, you know, with that. To, and then like, if there's a huge hang up, then they talk at TV. Hunter and Drew will have a conversation, and then they'll say, then at some point they'll be like, well, you know, maybe it's best to we'll let this expire. But the best thing, and this is just speaking to help educate and people that don't know on the talent side of things, the best thing you could do if you are wanting to let your contract expire with WWE is, and you're negotiating, is you want to try to stall as long as you can, if you actually truly want to get leave out of your contract, to where whatever piece of business you've done last on TV in years, you want to be used as well as possible. And you don't want to be, one, taken off TV, and you, two, don't want them to start like really embarrassing you or running your value down if you're leaving, because they will do both if they can. And this is, you've seen it time and time again with it. And they will try to destroy you as much as you can for leaving, even though you've done nothing wrong. You've obligated your contract. You fulfilled all your duties on this. Oh, you want to leave us? You want to take 6 months off, which a lot of talents will do. They'll say they want a vacation, and they'll go, no, we'll sign a new deal and we'll give you some time off. And it's never what you want, where you're like, look, I just don't want to think about things. I just want to be free for a few months, and I want to go travel. I want no obligation to being under contract, and they will threaten you. They've done this time and time again, or they'll embarrass you on TV. And then like, you sure about that? That meme that you sure about that? Huh? You sure about that? And it's a horrible thing. So two contracts, like the best thing you could do if you're really on the fence is try to keep that negotiation open and going back and forth as long as possible until your deal actually expires, to where you can't get ran down at least too bad. You know, it's great if you're in an angle and you do good business and put a guy over, but you just don't want to be on TV, because it wouldn't shock one bit if Drew, whatever reason, this doesn't work out and say he wants to leave. It would not shock me. You tune up to Raw and just in the ring with the music off, in the ring, Drew McIntyre, and then the intro of Positively Ali gets a full entrance and goes over on Drew in 2 minutes. They will do that. We've seen this how many times? That's why it happens. I'm trying to, or there's another reason the talent, they're getting them to do, like they're getting back at them for something, and that's why that stuff plays out most of the time. But just talking from a guy who's done it his whole life. That's all. That's all. I'm not, I don't know where I get it from. Good to see all of you guys. Thank you for listening, the dude. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. In this day and age, you can just watch some wrestling clips online, too. You don't got to watch the whole shows, which is why that does affect the ratings greatly on things and people having more options than ever. Television ratings, and I think that is, television ratings are entirely different than pre-social media. Because before that, that was what people, you could gauge everything by that. Now the ratings are down a lot more, and it is understandable with how much people are watching. And now I'll say, but like things like football and things, you know, people are still tuning in different TV shows with that. But I think for wrestling too, a lot of the times wrestling, you could still watch it online, what you want to watch, because it's involving so many different people. It's just different. Where the ratings, I do think took more of a hit, but still in saying that, the ratings still have come down significantly with social media from what it used to be. Even from the period I was there to now, it's down significantly from that. But make of it what you will. People are, with social media, you know, you can control what you watch a lot more, though. And I appreciate that you tuning in and hearing my thoughts on things. And, you know, there's a lot of people that give different points of view that are all great, I think. But I've always said I'd rather listen to somebody in anything I'm listening to. I'd rather listen to somebody or somebody with somebody else that has done it and succeeded at it. And you can just tell, understands the ins and outs. I'll listen to somebody like that on it rather than a fan who's never done it or had any experience with it. That now you may like listening to them for some other things, just their opinions on things. But like I want to talk to somebody that understands the inner workings of their said profession and whatnot. I should be on Team Hunter for WWE. I'll get his number. I've got his number. I'll give him a call as I see it going on, and I'll just text Paul. I'm Team Hunter. Winky face. I should just live text Hunter during this show occasionally, just for the entertainment value. There's other, until he just blocks me. Till they find out that I'm reading, if he responds on the Ryback show, literally just trolling Hunter and other WWE officials, which I never would do. I'm not, as much as I joke around, I'm very professional on that end of things, and I would never do that. We've got another super chat coming here. Sweet Sugar Sugar holding down the super chats today. My team would be Ryback, Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar. Now tell me who'd possibly have the chance of beating that team. Well, going with what you typically like, Tyler, the big meaty men chopping meat, so we got to go through this real quick. I got to keep this up on the screen. We've got Ryback. So we'll just go with similarities with people off the top of our heads with comparisons. So Ryback, we'll match that up with Goldberg, right? Because that's what the obvious marks would want to say. Lashley with, when we've got Lashley and Brock on the same, man. Give me a second on Lashley. With Lashley, Braun Strowman, we have to switch out with maybe Big Show. With Lashley, we could plug Wardlow as another, you know, dominant type wrestler right there. Braun with Big Show, Roman with Cena, and Lesnar with Batista is the only other. That would have to be the matchup, Tyler. So Ryback, Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg, Wardlow, Big Show, John Cena, and Batista. Leave your comment in the comments of the on Ryback TV. What team is winning that matchup? I'm with you, Tyler. Though, if we're allowed to bet on that, I'm on DraftKings. I'm placing my bet on that team Ryback. That's a ferocious team there, ferocious group, team hungry. Not team Ryback. Team hungry. I'm going to use it. There's going to be a team hungry on my one of my return matches at some point. Team hashtag hungry versus some jabronis. Feed us more. Usually all about me, but tonight it's feed us more. Looking through all your questions here. I was always I loved Psycho Sid as a kid. His theme music, his look, I loved him wrestling, his intensity. And I don't talk about it a lot, but people, I've talked about it at different times. Psycho Sid has influenced me as much as anybody in wrestling from Psycho Sid. That's where I learned as a kid. His traps. That to me was one of the best things, his traps and his intensity. That is what inspired me. That stood out with him. Why I was drawn to him when he was a kid, and the blonde hair. But he had that look and the master and ruler of the world, the ruler and master of the world. Just that intensity that and it was very simple and to the point, and I understood it. And he came out and he was fist bumping, and he just had this intensity about him that stood out. That guy could have played the number one role at multiple different points. I remember when on WCW. When he went over there and he was wrestling. I remember I've watched him and Sid at Halloween Havoc one year. There was blood, whatever match had all the blood, which I need to go back and watch this as an adult. I was there, little young Ryan in the crowd watching and wanting to be a pro wrestler. And Sid, one of the loudest pops or just reactions. He had to have been a heel during that. But people, I just remember going to that and seeing, and like on TV, you could see who's over and feel with that, you know, that even if they're not being used in the top spot, they're still getting the top reactions on the shows. And Sid always got top reactions no matter what too, man. I got to do a signing and meet him, and I met him when he was at Raw, when he came back and wrestled Heath Slater, the legend, to me. And he was very nice at the signing. I think it was at the big event in New York, and he was very kind and said some very kind things. And that, it meant the world, because I grew up, you know, watching this guy and loving this guy. And I don't talk about it enough. Because I always, whenever I'm asked, like, my favorite wrestlers, I feel like I leave them off, and it's not. He's literally up there with them. There's like, but I've always said, like Razor and Diesel, the British Bulldog. Like, I love those guys. I love Sid. Sid is in that, and I just sometimes just look at different periods, but I liked everybody. I never hated anybody, and this is why I sometimes have such a, like, it's just so weird that how some people, I had people I liked more than others, and I, you know, but I never hated. And I always understood what it was. I never hated any of them or would wish harm or ill at the youngest of age. And so that's why I get sometimes, man, I'm just like, I go, what's going on in people's lives to be thinking like that? You know, it's unfortunate, but it's not me. It's them. I'll sometimes too, I involve the greatness in the comments with kids and teenagers and adults I get to meet that just like, it's very cool, but I'll see, it means the world. But with I'll sometimes on like on social media, I hate like how the apps like TikTok, they show you the top comments on the thing, because otherwise I don't see a lot of these. But when you're on the inbox and it shows you the up top comments, and you know, you'll see, I had to block one the other day. I just see it, and I just go block, move on. The kid goes, you know, I grew up loving you. You were my favorite. And it's just, he goes, it sucks. You were so dangerous and so careless with your opponents. And like, they hate me now. And like, for no reason. That's all lies. And I'm just like, well, that's them, not me, with it. So, you know, I'll probably be your favorite again when I come back and you realize you were wrong, and I'll get a portion of people that apologize. Cool. Move on. Keep going. It doesn't affect me either way. The negative, the positive energy gets processed through that feed me more tank the same way with it. And it's not going to stop me from doing anything. But It blows my mind when I see that a lot with just how I watched and loved everyone. But Sid was somebody I don't talk about enough. Vader was another one. I loved Vader. I loved Vader in his brutality and aggressive style of combat. You know, I always think of it. I don't want it's when I say it's feeding time, and I always love that it's Vader time, man. That, like, as a kid, when you heard that, you're like, shit's on. I'll tell you, I have a memory in my head of what I was blessed with my injuries, and to be healthy now, it's surreal. At one of my independent things I did, this was after my stem cell procedure started. And this was a very important show that I did that let me know that I was making the right decision, no matter how long it was going to take. And I didn't know it was going to take this long, but I knew I made the right decision doing the stem cells, because Buff Bagwell was on that show. And it was my first time meeting him outside of watching him as a kid. He had just had his shoulder replaced and he was healthy and he was taking bookings again. They replaced me in the match with Buff, and I just did my signing and I did a promo in the ring and interaction. So I was still on the show, but this is when I stopped wrestling after the stem cells for a bit, and I had honored some appearances, but Buff could no longer do the things that he had did, and he had to wrestle differently. And I go, thank God I didn't get my shoulder replaced and let them, like, because I go, I wouldn't have been able, like, it would have been done. And he stopped shortly thereafter. But he couldn't, like, clothesline with that arm. And you got to be careful, because the plastic and the joint, it's not like the hip procedures where you're good to go again. Like, you got a very limited life. And this is getting better and better, but it's still nowhere near where it needs to be. And we talked about things and thanked him for coming in and working for me. And he was a great guy, but it let me know that I was making the right decision with the stem cells on that same show. And Vader was on it. And he was, it's one of those memories that will be with me forever. And I was really hurt with my back. And I saw how like broken down and beat up he was. And he was like trying to get his gear on. And I could just tell he was like, it was struggling. And I just said to myself, though, you know, he shouldn't have to be struggling. And like, he shouldn't have had to even be, you know, he should have just been doing signings and things. But things happen, and like the treatment of wrestlers, it motivated me to say the things that I said, following a lot of things and speaking up for things on the business. Because I got to see in firsthand so many of the guys I grew up loving, where it should have been so much better off, and it destroys your body if you don't take care of yourself, or you're not able to take time to treat your injuries. And I would never have been able to get fixed if they didn't have stem cells, which these guys all didn't have this stuff, which it made me have a better understanding that I don't think I had prior, or not as well anyways. I understood, but I didn't understand, because until you actually really go through something, you really don't understand as much, even if you think you do. But I then had a deeper understanding and more empathy towards former talents and athletes who had injuries that got addicted to pain pill and alcohol or drugs, because I understood how bad my body was and what the options were. And those were the options: to start heavy pain medication and 5-disc fusion shoulder replacement at 34. I would have been screwed up forever. It would not have been a pretty story. I know. I just know. I would have been so depressed over, even when finding happiness in other, I would have been depressed, because I love being physical. And I love, it's such a major part of my life. It always has been since I was a kid with it. And it's like, I don't think I'll ever be ready, but I'll be more prepared. But I have a deeper appreciation for each and every moment of physicality that I ever get to have moving forward, that just have a deeper respect and understanding and gratitude towards it. But it opened me up to that for the people of the past, of that, not to be judgmental on the situation of that, because in the sacrifices make for the business. end of things. And on that same show, I had another interaction with Paul Orndorff, who was in very rough shape, who gave me a hug. And I'd met him before and seen him at WWE at the Hall of Fame. And we were on the same bus a few times or a couple times to the Hall of Fame ceremony. But just he heard some of the things I was speaking about with the company and just said, thank you very much for everything that you're speaking about and doing. And like I talked about this before, but it was those moments early on into this for me that, along with my personal issues that I had in seeing, and I really believe that I needed to see these and see what I saw in different times to give me the reassurance that I was doing the right thing, to help open more people's eyes to kind of what is going on. And what happens is people away from the business. And I think if you understand this, I think you understand even more so than why they wanted control of all my stuff and the things I was going to speak up. Because when they silence you, which they've done, it takes away your credibility in people's eyes, in a certain portion of people's eyes. And it hurts the perception of you. What's wrong with that guy? Why does he have followers, but nobody's listening to him? Oh, it's because then they push out their lies. And those lies are very loud. And the longer time goes on, those lies can trump the things you're doing. But that's why I've stayed so consistent doing my content. I go, if I don't give up, I could stay in this. And it's going to be difficult at times, but I just got to keep doing what I'm doing, keep building what I'm building, get my health back. That's what I can control. And the tides are going to turn. But that's the game that is going on with what people, and you see it all the time. The more time that goes by, then the more people are like, no, you're just not this, you're not that. And they have bought into what's going on. So, but that's where I don't get embarrassed. I know I've done well and people have seen me do well enough already where I go, this is going to expose the lie further when it's exposed. It's going to help make it seen to more people with it. And I, like I said, it's better to be seen by thousands than by millions. You know, it's better to be seen by at least a few thousand or 10,000 or 100,000 than nobody is what I mean on that. And of course, but it the next best thing, millions, and which I've done on the different platforms at many different times consistently on that. But that stuff increases everything that you do, increases your ability to go viral, increases your business, you know, what do I do, increases listens for the show, increases revenue across all fronts. When you cut that all down, and then you silence your voice on the platforms like Twitter, where your voice is the loudest with it, people just instantly, it can really, really, it's meant to tarnish your brand and damage you. And then they don't, takes away your credibility. When I talk on topics, there's those of you that listen that know, they go, you know, this guy knows what he's talking about. He has an understanding. And then there's the people that just on the outside that won't even hear it with it. And that's where it's done its damage. Good to see all of you. Welcome to the Ryback Show. I do remember when Vader was on Boy Meets World. I used to love that show when I was a kid. Super chat incoming. Greatly appreciated. Why don't you think WWE is pushing... BR says, by the way, BR, thank you. Why don't you think WWE is pushing LA Knight? If he's so over with the fans, why don't you think they're pushing LA Knight if he's so over with the fans? Do you think the Acclaimed will go down as one of the best tag teams ever? So I have no idea about the Acclaimed. You're way too early to. That's something we'll have to wait and see. They're very entertaining with it, with everything. So it's just a matter of, and they've done nothing wrong. As far as I'm just, it takes time to sometimes that, and even that is everyone's going to have their personal opinion. There's some people might think they're the greatest tag team of all time already. That if that's what they think, that's what they think. And then there's other people that don't think that. And that's never going to not change. It's going to be that all the time. There just may be more people saying they think that than not as many as time goes on, which we'll have to wait and see. LA Knight, I don't know what the exact situation is. He's being used a lot, though. I don't know what the situation was not to have him included on WrestleMania. I don't know why, but it's a very political business, and there's a lot that goes on there that if, when you sign those standard contracts, bro signed the standard contract. Bros that signed the standard contract, this is stuff happens on TV. But and the people that don't sign the standard contracts, it's less likely to happen on TV. Okay. I think too, with someone like that, he's so entertaining on the microphone, and his character can lose more. Rock lost quite a bit. Rock lost a lot, he's going to have to win at the right times is what's going to matter. So he's going to have to win big matches, but he can end up losing more than he wins, as a heel and thrive still and be involved in very entertaining storylines with his speaking ability. And obviously I think that there's a huge babyface run at some point. It's so early on though, but he needs to be in program after program, after program, after program, after program, adding layers to the character. And then he has to be in the inner circle that if that momentum is red hot, he doesn't, you know, get Rybacked or get Elias or whoever else you want to plug in Rydered. Where he's just red hot. That's not in our plan. So we got to cool this off. Happens all the time. So all for different reasons. Do I believe in the Illuminati? I believe in that. There's a lot in this world that we don't know. I recognize that I don't know everything and that there's just, who knows what's really going on? I'm of the mindset now, look, I want to enjoy my life. I want to be happy as many days as possible. This is where I sometimes have to pull back on how much I want to learn because we're not going to ever figure it all out. Oftentimes the more you learn or the more you know, the more stressed out you become because your brain becomes more active. I want to just enjoy the things that I enjoy, do the things I love, be happy, and then try to inspire and motivate people because I truly enjoy helping people and watching people create success and becoming motivated, getting hashtag hungry with that through the things that I know. But I don't want to figure everything out, or I don't want to try to figure everything out or waste. I want to enjoy every day of life that we have and be a good person and work hard and strive to understand, but not... If people want to stress their whole lives and try to figure it out and then pass on and realize that they weren't even close, I just figure I hope we get the script when it's all over. I hope that like when we pass on, like we understand life in fully, you know, like that. And that we were put on this earth to just feel good and be happy and love and. We could screw that up royally, right? But that's how I think now. I'm not trying to figure the whole thing out anymore. I just want to do what I do and enjoy and love because who knows when it's going to be over. And then we all, some people go their whole lives like, you know, just more, 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 more. We're trying that. And then they spend their time arguing, trying to convince other people. It doesn't matter. It's wasted time. Wasted time in the comments, as I like to say. And I want to spend as little time there as humanly possible and just living in the real world and feeling good. Woo! Thank you very much. Somebody says, do I believe in aliens? I believe that there's definitely way more out there. It's just, it's silly not to think. I often is like, is this a simulation? Like it would make things would make more sense if this was right. The thoughts that we're having are just being programmed into us by somebody playing a video game and the game is on another galaxy, another planet. And I've heard Elon talk about that where he goes, if that's the case, well, their life must be pretty boring. I'm like, I don't know how that's the case. I go, look at the games we make based off of our life. Our lives aren't boring. There's life is as we put them into video games. But it could be just somebody else playing us as a video game, and who knows at this point in time with all of it. But like, I just is to look at everything and to think that we're here by ourselves is pretty silly. I mean, everyone, or not silly. It's just I just think that there's definitely, and they're finding out there's more and more out there, right? With it, I don't know. I just hope we're never, you know, what's that movie with Tom Cruise where the aliens on the ships are like plucking people and it's like out as prisoners and bring them onto the ships. And then like Mars Attacks was here in Vegas. Great movie. I love it. I could go for a Mars Attacks night on a good Friday night here, my carb day, and watch Mars Attacks or Independence Day. You know, I hope to God that it's never a situation of anything like that, but I don't know. The movies that seemed out of this world not that long ago are like kind of happening now. It's like we've seen how many times we have the Terminator movies to show iRobot where, you know, what happens with artificial intelligence. And we're like, nope, we're going to do exactly what they did. We would never use it for evil, let alone like we have people on this planet that want control of the entire planet and other people. You don't think you think that that mindset's just going to go away after all this time and then AI is not going to be incorporated. You know, you got to be look all the countries too with what we invest and spend in our military and armed forces. And you don't think they're trying to come up with AI killing bots and who can, then you could have the largest army in the world on top of all the other technology that goes into that with everything. It's like, it's wild. It's crazy. Life has always been chaotic. And in that we've been really blessed to have things really good for a while. It's scary to see how crazy things could get as time goes on. thank you very much. You don't understand English, but you watch because I'm your favorite wrestler. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Even though you don't know I'm saying that to you right now. Damn it. I don't think they'll ever be able to take our guns. I think they will be met with major resistance on that. And, you know, this is coming. I wish guns didn't exist, period. I wish the violence and I wish none of it existed with it, but it does, unfortunately. And I just don't. I've always said this: we couldn't coexist when the population, you know, was two. What makes anybody think we're going to be able to do this right with 8.5 billion, 9 billion people and growing? We can't. All we could do is try to live our best lives and be our best and take care of what we love and be grateful for each day. Because not everyone thinks that way. I appreciate all the kind comments. How do I feel about Russia? I've been to Russia and wrestled in St. Petersburg and Moscow. Man, you know, there's a lot of great people in Russia. And just like here, there's a lot of great people here and there's a lot of bad people. And there's also probably bad people in Russia. And it's unfortunate, you know, and I'm not a fan of war or anything. I don't think anything ever really, the only people that really are hurt in war are good people that shouldn't be hurt and good and animals and just people's livelihoods. And it's, but for whatever reason that we have been involved in conflict and struggle and war from the beginning. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate. And at some point, you know, with things and with nuclear weapons and things, and if things ever get to that point of where that is what happens, it's going to be really destructive for everyone involved. It will forever change life moving forward, but there will be survivors. People will survive. And things will go on, and hopefully, you know, if that and whatever happens, then hopefully there will be peace for a long stretch of time moving forward. That they know that, you know, nuclear war, even though we know how destructive and what it's going to do and what it means, you know, that they maybe that new laws are created where that is pulled back on at some point in time. I don't know with this, but it just seems like there's always what we're trying to do is ride this as long as we can of not having to learn that lesson as a whole. There's all those of us already know, like we don't need to learn that lesson, but, and you know, unfortunately too, when something like that happens in like with a really, really impactful war where a lot of lives are lost, a lot of damage is done, the longer you then get away from that in the future, you have people then who have never dealt with it. Like there's a lot of us that have different people of our time and things that have never dealt with war or don't really understand because it never really has affected our lives too much here in the United States, whereas other countries, it is completely, it's a way of life. It's, and if you've never been to other countries and seen the different things, you know, you don't really understand how good we've had it for so long here, but it's, I don't know, man. I don't know. Appreciate everybody on TikTok. We are not getting pushed out today on there. I don't know what's going on. Last two on here on TikTok, it's been, in my posts have all been very, very low. And I always check to see if they try to give me like violations because that was seemed to be the thing. They would find violations and constantly keep hitting me with them. And then they would overturn a lot of them and then they won it on some. But I'm trying to avoid that. And I've gone now a good period of time, but it has not changed the account at all. Appreciate everybody joining the Ryback Show. I got to see here the comments. Aliens are disguised as humans. I've heard that theory. Honestly, nothing would surprise me or shock me. I just try to, and I don't waste any time arguing or losing any sleep over or trying to figure it all out. I'm waiting on my Ryback trademark, and once I get that documentation, I will be making that announcement, and then we will see exactly where the shoulder is at when that happens. And I've made significant progress, and the shoulder just keeps, like, I feel great, and I'm training. There's a process, one step at a time, and then I will do what I have to do, and I've talked about the different routes that could be possible, and that'll be that. It's just, it all comes down to just me executing the game plan of the next step, the next step, the next step, the next step. And just in working as I've always done. Ryback, I have a problem with pit bulls. They are too unpredictable relative to other breeds. They've killed so much babies. I think we need to stop breeding them. What do you think? Well, you definitely seem very passionate about that. You know, I've had pit bulls growing up. My dad has two pit bulls now. And amazing dogs, very loving dogs. One of his dogs, Daisy, is the biggest pit we've had. She's a big, heavy dog, and she's a little baby sweetheart, but she could also get very excited, but and she's very powerful. She's the only dog I've ever been in. I go over there, I visit my dad, I'll probably go over there today and go see him for a little bit. And I've even when I first was around her, I was always a little cautious because she'd snapped once at my other dog and hurt her when they were younger, and it's never happened since. And she's just very very aggressive, playfully now, and she's better. But I can feel her strength where I go, man, if this dog ever like whereas other dogs, and I've been around where you just know you could. No matter what control I go, I feel I could control her in the moment. But she would be very strong and she could possibly hurt me very badly if she were, you know what I mean? And cause so it gave me another like mindset looking at that. I go, but where I was a little, I'm never like scared around dogs, but I was a little cautious until she got, really, she's a little sweetheart. And, but if she was trained or around people that were violent, right, she could be a very, very scary dog in a whole other way. And there's other breeds that are strong and whatnot, but you know, I have Sophie and Little Guy, a Boston and a Frenchie. Sophie's the sweetest, night and day between having a Frenchie and having a pit bull. And there's different levels on the pit bulls with that. And some are little baby sweethearts and others are, can look like, and can be much more aggressive. You know, I just think it comes down to how the people raise them. And, you know, if you've got little babies or kids and you have a pit, maybe you shouldn't get a pit bull with that. You know, it's a tough thing to say, to try to limit people from doing things or breeding. And, you know, I understand what you're saying. Like, I really do understand. I just think it's difficult. And I think there's so many great pit bulls out there, and I've had all my pit bulls were amazing sweethearts. But I don't raise them. I baby my dogs and they don't, you know, so. Good to see all of you guys. Rottweilers, yeah. My best friend growing up had a Rottweiler, and a very powerful dog. I was actually scared of him when I was younger, because the dog. One time, I got a brand new. I was really happy. I had a brand new sweatsuit. Got the new, all new sweat clothes from Target or whatever store we like. They would have the new, like the matching. You get all different colors for school, and yeah, I had like a brand new gray sweatsuit on, like the pants and the sweater and the top, and the dog attacked me and ripped my clothes. I was on the ground and the dog's just tearing my clothes off, and he was just playing though. He attacked me once, and I was always terrified of it. And I don't know if it smelled my dogs, but that and Dobermans, that my neighbors as a kid had these huge Dobermans that looked, Dobermans, I think, by far look the most intimidating to me of the breeds. Just these things were, and I had, my dogs were little sweethearts. We'd walk them and the Dobermans would be by the fence, and those Dobermans had gotten out sometimes, and we had to like grab like and pick up our huge dogs and make sure they wouldn't hurt them. But yeah, there's people that have dogs and they have just as guard dogs. And you know, I like my dogs to be, I'm the guard dog, and I like my dogs. I'm protecting them. They're my little angel sweethearts. Hello, hello. But with that, guys, we're going to go ahead. We're going to wrap up today's show here on this Easter Sunday. I've got to go ahead and get all my training in and then get ready to eat and then get cleaned up and work on the shoulder. After I work out, get cleaned up, Easter dinner, then work on the shoulder. Here, I've got at least a couple hours to work on that later. And this is like my big scar tissue breakup on Saturday and Sunday. I broke up a lot yesterday. Like it's feeling tremendous today with everything. And then I'll start back up on the weights tomorrow. So with that, and keep attacking each week and stepping up the cardio more and more, is already that's at a high level and setting PRs on that. So like I'm really happy where everything's sitting as we go into things, getting that Ryback trademark. So with that, guys, oh, please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. Those discounts to save for the new customers and returning customers are in the description and will be in the comments on here. Please subscribe. Please turn on notifications. And if you do not ever get any notifications and have them on, please send a message to YouTube and ask them to please show my channel. It's the only thing I could think of to do that can help the situation with everything. And we'll just go from there. But happy Easter. Be safe, guys. And we'll be back for another Ryback show tomorrow morning. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more. Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.